Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era.
All right, everybody. War of the Words, Relentless Radio number 102. I can't believe we're at episode 102. It was my least favorite of the Dalmatian knockoff movies, 102 Dalmatians. And my 102nd Dalmatian is actually here today, Kobe Wall. I cannot believe it. Kobe, what's up, brother? Kobe. All right, well, he's slightly nervous, but he'll be back in just a second. Anyways, man, thank you for joining us today, Wednesday, 4/23/15. It is 12 o'clock lunch hour time, so if you're tuning in on your lunch break, we appreciate you giving that to us, although we would have come and take it by force. Kobe's calling back in. I'm going to try and get him here again. Kobe, what's up, man? You there?
What's up? Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Sorry about that.
No, you're okay. There you go, man. What's good? How you doing?
Just an okay day, I guess, at work. Just found out one of my good friends was actually in his wedding about 5 years ago. He passed away this morning, so kind of a sad morning on the Georgia end, but you know, that's part of life, I guess.
It certainly is one of the elements. So definitely sorry to hear that, man, but we are glad that you could make the show. This is a hell of a one to make, man. 102nd episode. I think this is at least the 30th one we've done together. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, man, we're getting
30 or 35. We've been kicking it since about 60, I believe, right around there.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of them, and right alongside the cards, I think this will be getting close to our 15th card that we've done together coming up this Saturday at Conflict 27 in Columbia, South Carolina, man. And I got to ask, before we bring Alexa, the champ, on, who is our guest today, I want to ask you, man, how you feeling about the Saturday? How you feeling, man? Just a few days before we see you.
This Saturday is going to be awesome, man. Just to speak on Alexa real quick, she's a really good friend of mine. I love her to death. She's an awesome person outside of the cage, and she's a fierce one inside the cage. So I'm excited to get back down and see her defend the belt and just do what she does best. You know, put on a good show and show that she's one of the best female fighters out there.
Absolutely, I could not agree more, except for about the part where she's a nice person. But I agree with the rest of it. She's a great fighter, but terrible human being. Absolutely terrible person.
Yeah, and then now she's going to punch you in the mouth if she sees you.
Oh, man. You know what? That's okay. I would consider, at this point, it's like a trophy. You know, I just show everybody. Like, look at this giant hairline fracture that Alexa Connors gave me. Isn't this amazing? It's going to be a good card, man. You know, it's going down in Columbia. We're going back to the main event Fitness December. It's a new holiday. Join us this Fitness December. The main event Fitness Center. Alexa Connors returns again. This is like the palace of knockouts for this girl. Fight Club series returning. I think part four here as far as the main event center. She's going to be defending her title against undefeated Blair Patton. Kobe, have you had a chance to watch any tape on Blair, or have you at least seen the hype video that I made and got a little glimpse of this?
To be honest with you, I haven't. Even not seeing Blair, I don't think this, you know, this isn't a person that Alexa has never seen. You know, she's dominated girls all through the fight, and then there's been fights where you know, she had a come from behind victory. So, I mean, she's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in the fight game. So, I don't think this, you know, I think this is just going to be another good fight for her that she's going to show that she's a great fighter. So I have not seen the video, but I'm not concerned a whole lot.
Yeah, I like that answer. It's like, you know what, I haven't seen the video, but I don't need to fucking see any video. It's all good. I already know what's going to happen. I like that. It's like the best answer ever. Like, no, like, I feel like my confidence is somehow less because I did watch video now. So I love that, Kobe. Kobe, confident Kobe. I love it, man, all the time. You keep it real. We're going to bring Alexa Connors on here in about 2 minutes. Really quick, while I got you guys' attention, I just want to drop a quick bit of UFC information as I could, and because it's just kind of funny to me. I woke up this morning doing my usual MMA routine, and I see that Alistair Overeem feels that Junior Dos Santos is his logical next opponent, and that's who he wants to fight next.
Sure.
I'm glad you came to the same conclusion that I did.
That's like me saying, you know what? I think I'm gonna fight Conor McGregor next. You know, I'm gonna cut the weight and I'm just gonna fight. Conor McGregor is the next opponent for me, right? Sure.
Clearly the jump from Frank Mir and these guys to Junior Dos Santos is as clear cut as possible. Obviously.
Yeah. I think that's stupid, but that's just
Interesting, interesting guy who I feel like is definitely still trying to earn a place as not being someone who gets knocked out a whole lot. And interesting thing I heard this morning, man. JDS, Alistair Overeem, I would definitely tune in. Not saying I wouldn't, but I don't think I'd be tuning in to see Alistair Overeem moving closer to the title. So interesting thing, and one more I wanted to just throw in there. You guys have been keeping up with this UFC versus Bellator situation on Rampage fighting Fabio Maldonado this weekend. I saw this morning that the UFC wins, so no surprise there. Rampage will be fighting this weekend and is free of Bellator now. So I don't know if any of you guys saw that, but it is indeed going down.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yes, it is going to be good, and I know it's going to be even better, and that's going to be this Alexa Connors fight. So I'm going to bring her on now, Alexa Connors, on to the show for like the 10th time, and also one of our winners on our poll of favorite guests. Here she is, Alexa Connors. What's up, girl?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I like that. Do not be too excited to talk to me on the radio.
Actually, I hate you. Kobe, I love you. So there we go.
Yeah, there we go. I knew that it was going to be this. That's why I had Kobe come on. I figured, you know, the only way I could get Alexa to talk to me is if I got Kobe here.
Exactly. At least you know.
Yeah, it happens in the cage. Every time I see you in the cage, that's the reason Jared's like, yo, go get Kobe.
Exactly.
It's like a top secret champ club.
Don't tell anyone. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the air right now, dude. Shut it. That's great, man. Listen, we are today's obviously a couple of days out. A lot of times people say, "Oh, we're a few days out from fight night." Like literally, no shit. It's like 3 days away. How you feeling about it?
Feeling good. I'm cutting weight, so hungry. but I'm excited for this fight. I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be Saturday.
Well, when you cut weight, do you have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing happen? As I have a lot of friends that I'm directly around when they cut weight, and they're asses. Like, does this happen to you?
I try not to be. I guess you can ask my mom. Actually, don't ask her.
Yeah, I was like, well, so you know, I can't call her on the air right now. We'll just ring her up.
I'm not too bad. I get kind of quiet, I guess. I start getting focused for the fight and getting ready.
That's good. I do that too. Like, but it's opposite. Like, I do that before dinner. I get quiet and focused, knowing I'm about to gain weight.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That's a hard life.
Gaining. It is rough. I'm like, listen, man. The show's coming up. I'm working on this weight gain so I can fill out this conflict shirt. Look, you've got another one of these epic fights coming up, going back to the main event fitness center. This place has to kind of sort of become like a like your home, man. Do you get this feeling like getting ready to go back there? We know you have to defend your title. You know, we know that you're a tenacious ass kicker of all manner. But if you've started to develop a relationship with this with the actual building yet, like this is my place. I got to come here and shut it down. How do you feel about returning here, like time and again, to put the stamp down?
Yeah, I definitely consider it a home. I mean, obviously I'm from Columbia, and it's right in the middle of Columbia, so everyone gets to come see me, family gets to come see me, and it's definitely, coming back to main event, it's familiar now, and I love it.
Yeah, I know that you love it. You fought there a couple of times now. That the other day I actually saw a collage of your intense, mean-ass walkout faces, like all three of them from main event, all side-by-side.
So this would be my fourth time fighting there, so I guess you'd call it my home.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, you know, we've got a cot for Alexa Connor. She just never really leaves, and we just feed her number one contenders now and again to keep her safe.
It's not a bad gig, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not at all. They let me hit the vending machine. The cot's actually better than it sounds, and I get to hit people in the face. It's win, win, win.
Exactly.
That's awesome, man. You know, Kobe and I were just talking about this just a second ago. We were talking about Blair, about tape. You know, Kobe was like, man, I don't give a damn. Doesn't matter what it looks like, you know, what's going on. Have you had a chance to see Blair in action at all yet, or studied up on that at all? Some people do, some people don't. So I'm just curious if you've checked that out.
Yeah, definitely. That's like one of the first things I do when I find out who I'm going to be fighting. She has a couple of YouTube videos from her past fights, and I watched it. And she looks tough, and definitely going to be one of my toughest fights. She looks like she's a good striker. She's well on the ground, and I've been working really hard and staying focused for this camp.
Absolutely. You know, that was one of the things when I watched video on her, was that she was also a very tenacious fighter. She seemed like she liked to come forward a lot. I know when you fought like Allison Ainley, Ainley was a very large fighter, but she didn't just plod forward and come after crazy sort of kamikaze style. And that's something that I noticed was kind of happened throughout the videos I watched of Blair. Is that something that obviously something that you're ready for, but is it something that you're excited to test yourself against? Because in my opinion, and it's just me now, but in my opinion, Blair Patton kind of has some of the best elements of the people you fought before, like Annie, Allison Ainley, and Alyssa Vasquez. Just dive into that a little bit.
Well, she looks like she pushes forward, and she has heavy hands. One of the fights I watched, I think it was the last fight, she kind of dazed a girl when she caught her with her right hand. So that's something I'm not really used to, someone else who can knock out girls. So I got to watch out for that. And then also, she knows wrestling. She's, like I said, she's a good grappler. She holds girls down to the ground. So I had to literally prepare for everything with this fight. I worked on a lot more movement for striking, head movement, using my hands for parries, and then also cage wrestling and, of course, jiu-jitsu.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things that we saw that was big – in your last fight, you fought Alyssa Vasquez, and you won via submission. You won an armbar, and I talked to you about it, you know, personally, but I'd like to ask you again on the air, how satisfying of a win was that in particular to win via submission, knowing what we knew about you, that you know, the only fight you had lost via submission, you know, you do a lot of stand-up, and it seemed like maybe the one thing that, if anyone was going to say anything, that's where they would go, and you completely shut that out. So how was that for you as a fighter, you know, especially confidence-wise, to win this last fight, submission style, show that versatility?
after losing to Sarge by submission, it really bothered me. It took me a little bit to get back into training and stuff. And I worked my tail off that camp against Alyssa, grappling, jiu-jitsu, and winning by submission and armbar. I shocked myself, honestly. And it's just a relieving and a great feeling to show that I can improve my game that much and do stuff that people don't think I can do. And I just love proving people wrong and showing them, hey, yeah, I may be a striker, but if we go to the ground, I'm still going to give you a fight.
I couldn't agree more. I felt the confidence afterwards. And you know what? I've known you literally since your first fight. And after the Eubanks fight, I could feel like this little dark cloud that was kind of following you around, that, you know, it was on your mind and that you really kind of kicked yourself in the ass a little bit for it. And in all honesty, it felt like when you got that arm bar, I saw that cloud lift and float away. I mean, did that happen for you?
Well, for sure. It just proved that I can win by submission. Like, I don't have to just stand with people. I'm good on the ground, too. As long as I work my ass off for it, I could do anything.
Absolutely. You know what? I couldn't agree. I could not agree more. If you work your ass off, you can do absolutely anything, man. Even pick your ass up off the floor and put it back on. Yeah, you gotta work hard. Kobe, what's up, man? You still over there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, there he is. He's the intent listener, Kobe Wall. I imagine you're over there with, like, the thinker pose. Like, indeed.
Yeah,
why don't you jump on in here and get your journalistic chops going? What you got? I know you got something over there. Always got wheels turning.
Yeah, the wheels are always turning on my end. Just doing a little work and listening to y'all's interview so far. I think it's going to be a good fight. I know that she is undefeated. Alexa's opponent is undefeated. But, I mean, just you know, me recently, you know, sometimes that O's got to go. And, you know, I just beat a guy that was supposed to be so number one in Southeast U.S., and he was undefeated. So, I mean, in my opinion, everybody can be beat. It's not that, you know, it's not like someone can't lose. It's just, you know, as a fighter, you just got to find what you have to do to be successful. Like I said, I think Alexa has been through, she's been through the trenches. She's you know, she's had bombs thrown at her, and I think she's prepared. She has enough experience to succeed in this fight. It will be a 5-round. I think it's going to be a longer fight for her. So I'm just excited to see what she does and see where it goes. But if I had to make a prediction, I would say that it's definitely going to go past the second or third round.
This is going to be, in your opinion, this is going to be a deep water battle, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. I believe so. I do believe so.
It's definitely going to be a hell of a fight, you know, just for the fact, you know, if you didn't look up either of these fighters, if you guys out there listening, you know, just the way conflict puts on matches, you just go ahead and assume it's going to be a badass fight. And this one in particular, I want to ask Alexa another question. Probably your most popular and well-known fight is the fight you had against Allison Ainley, the knockout, heard and now officially seen around the world. And I have to ask you, man, how has that experience been for you? And have you gotten tired yet of seeing that video clip of the knockout?
It's been interesting. I still can't believe it was on BJ Penn, and it was on Inside MMA. That still blows my mind. And I don't think I'll ever get sick of watching that video. My coach, Nick Rodriguez from Sword Summer, always told me, like, you have a heavy right hand. And, of course, coaches say, oh, you'll knock her out. Like, people say that. I never really thought I could actually knock someone out, and it happened. It shocked me.
Yeah, I mean, this was a different kind. You know, we've always seen since the very first article I wrote about you in 2013 when you fought Nicola Fairclough, and I was talking about those laser uppercuts and the hands and everything that you had. Then you fought Andy Nguyen, and I mean, I almost can't watch that fight. It's such a like beatdown. Just being honest, I'm just saying it like it is. It was Kobe. You might, I don't know if you remember that one. That was the one where Andy had that like huge, like, oh man, it was like an elbow on her forehead. No, oh man, dude, I got the tape. I'll have to hook you up. It's pretty intense. I'll put it to you this way. Alexa hits Andy so hard that her hair comes out of her bun. And that's how you know you're getting hit hard.
Wow.
Like old girl's hair came out. Like, so nothing but love, but it's just true talk. But I have to agree that Allyson Ainley KO, I think I've made like 6 different hype videos about it. And sometimes I just wake up and, you know, and they're like, you know, do you want some cereal? No, thank you. I'm going to watch this Allyson Ainley knockout, fuel myself, and get ready for the day. It is one of those – it's an epic it's an epic knockout. And I want to ask you before we go forward a little bit, during that fight now, it's one of those fights that has a little bit of back and forth to it. Did you feel in the fight, man, like, hey, this girl's got some hands too?
Oh, definitely. Allyson had a reach on me, and she's much bigger than me. And not to mention, like, after her third jab through my nose, it broke it. So I knew that I either needed to end that fight quick or it was going to be a long 5 rounds for me. But Allyson Ainley for sure had some heavy hands and quick.
Yeah, those are one of the things, like, when you watch the video, she was almost able to kind of, like, lean over the top of you and throw these really, really long So these really long strikes, and when you guys go into that loop heard around the world where you got circle around the cage, were you thinking about it then? I mean, before you threw the punch, were you like, oh man, she's totally like baited in, or did it just happen? I mean, I know it was two fights ago, but walk us through it a little again. I love this one.
During the fight, I was kind of watching to see if her left hand would drop a little because I was looking for that hook. And then I finally cut the corner when she was coming after me, and after she hit my mouthpiece out of my mouth, I cut the corner, and I noticed she completely dropped her hand because that's when the 10 seconds came through, and I just went for it. I saw it. I threw everything I had into it, and it ended up paying off.
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah, man. It's one of those knockouts that – you don't. Not only is it a spectacular knockout in and of itself, but it's not something that you see every day in any fight style. A lot of people say, "Oh man, then, you know, you don't see a lot of knockouts in WMMA." I would venture to say that I've been to a lot of cards, and you typically don't see at all someone just like fall out to the ground lifeless. And I'm sure Kobe could probably back me up on this.
Yeah, and you see some. You see some, but not like that. That was kind of wild.
kind of wild. I like that, man. You know, you fought Alyssa. Now here we are again, going back to the Main Event Fitness Center to fight Blair Patton. Who I think it's kind of cool that you've got to a point, really, Alexa. That aside from, you know, maybe getting some rematches in. You know, they're flying these people in. They're flying these high level fighters in because you're like eating all the ones that are right around us. How does that feel coming up, man? Like, you know, I think Allyson was the same way too. You know, how does that feel to know that you're like, you know, you're kind of taking over the 135 scene here?
I'm extremely grateful that Jared and Andrew are willing to fly people in for me to give me the opportunity to fight. And also I'm grateful for all the fighters who are willing to take the fight, take the chance to come on down here to my home and try to take the belt away. And, I mean, that takes guts. I mean, I've done it before. I've tried it. And I'm just extremely grateful for all these fighters who are coming in.
As are we. Most certainly very thankful for all these people that do come in. Especially somebody like Blair, you know, she's got a good record. I believe she actually fought Annie DeCrescente, who you also fought. I believe you guys have a connection there, and that you both have fought.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Annie's first fight or Blair's first fight. I don't know which way it was, but I believe they went the distance, and Blair ended up winning. I believe so.
Yes.
If I had that right.
Yes,
But yeah, and I would think too, Blair has a belt as well.
Yes, she does. She is the Valor. She just pretty recently, I think in February, won the. I said Valor. I'm totally talking about Annie, who won the. That's Annie who won the Valor. title. Blair did also win a title. It's the BFC. She's a BFC bantamweight champ.
Yeah.
This is champ versus champ. She fought Melissa Shepherd, who I actually know who you're talking about. It's the girl. She hit this girl in the face like 69 times on the ground.
Yeah, I watched that.
There was a lot of punching.
Give Melissa credit. She had a strong chin to hold all those shots to the face.
Yes, yes, she definitely did. She took some bombs and stayed in the game. I believe she got tapped out at the end, so the hands did not take her out. But there were many of them. I used them in the hype video that I made for you guys. I had to put that out there. This is gonna be a barn burner, man. There's absolutely no way around it. And we know that nobody takes fighters lightly out here, especially on these conflict cards. Like I said, you know. They match people up fair and square, and they put good fights in front of people. You know, if you are a conflict fighter and you feel like Jared or conflict is giving you an easy win or trying to help you out, you are super mistaken and should probably train.
Right.
You know, it's as real as it gets, and I'm sure Alexa knows that. Although you are one of the most prominent and known faces in conflict, I'm sure you also know that you got to train your ass off to get that belt. You know, these fights are legit as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not taking Blair lightly. Anyone that Jared flies in, I know he's going to give me a hell of a time. So I want to keep the belt here in Columbia. I don't want to leave, especially I don't want to go out to Missouri. So, of course,
yeah,
I'm taking my ass off.
Who the hell likes Missouri? Missouri is a terrible
state. I didn't say that.
I'm saying it for you. On your behalf. Kobe, what's up, man? I know you're over there. I know you're over there on the low tune, man, sitting here listening in. It's officially that time. We hit the halfway mark. It's the brick in the wall. We talked about, you know, Blair coming in. We basically got, in my opinion, we've got two girls who not going to back down. And we've got the champ. She's defending, she's defending her home turf, meaning Columbia, South Carolina. But I would also say, and I did earlier, that the Main Event Fitness Center is straight up home turf. So a brick in the wall from Kobe Wall, man. Let's get it in on this good Wednesday.
The brick in the wall today. Alexa.
Yo.
Ma'am, how you feeling?
Feeling great.
Yeah, your weight looking good.
Yeah, I'm about 8 pounds off. This is probably the best cut I've had. I'm not going to dehydrate so much for this cut.
You gonna do all water the last day or two? Good. You know what you need to do. I don't have to jump in here and say what needs to happen. but you know what you need to do.
Yep,
I think it's gonna be a good fight. It's going to be a tough fight, but every second, every moment, you got to have that I'm ready to die for what I believe in attitude, and everything will work out just fine. I've been in some tough fights where the first and second round did not go my way and I had to pull it out. That's going to be one of these fights, in my opinion. The first round probably not going to go your way. But you need to weather that storm and get to work, especially no later than the third round. But like I said, weather that storm. Everything will fall through. Just stay tough and mentally strong, and she'll fall. Don't worry.
I'll do it.
That's the brick in the wall, ladies and gentlemen.
The brick in the wall, it's like from one champ to another. You know, I felt that, like, champion intensity. Like, Alexa's like, you damn right, that's what I'm going to do. I got this, Kobe. I got this.
Yeah, man. Us champs got to look after each other. I mean, she's got a tough fight in, you know, a few days. I've got an extremely tough fight in just under a month. You know, and I think those two fights are going to go the same way, you know. You got to weather the storm, and then you got to get to work. And, I mean, it's plain and simple. Damn it, when it's time to get to work, you got to get to work and do what you got to do.
I like that. And one of the things that I know for sure, you know, seeing Alexa fight, and I think this was pointed out even more so with that armbar victory in her last fight, that there's a constant evolution in Alexa that goes down. You know, you can see it in her and reflected in her fights. And especially in her training. And so I imagine that you could not be more prepared, and that she also knows about the seriousness of this fight. And I want to ask you, Alexa, we know you like to travel around, but you've got that home at Sore Summit. How's fight camp been, and how's the team feeling?
This fight camp's been great. I actually got some opportunity to travel some and travel other gyms to train with people like Revolution with Jimmy Fowler, Absolute MMA with Cody Freeland. So it's been great to work with those guys and the team over there. And then with Sore Summit, of course, I have Cody and Howard who will be fighting the same night as me. We've been getting in work with Nick and Adam and A-Train. So this camp has been great.
That's awesome, man. Nothing feels good like when I hear people having a great cut. You know, that's a lot of reason to ask questions like that, or questions about weight and stuff. You can tell a lot by the way people are like, oh, man, you know, weight and all this and that. But you sound like every question you're answering, you're just like blown away that confidence. It really, really does feel like you're ready to get this shit in on Saturday, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I really can't wait at all. Another gym I forgot to mention, Arena Jiu-Jitsu with Mike Robinson. He's helped me so much with my grappling and my jiu-jitsu also. I feel like this camp, it went well. Like, I trained everything I was supposed to train. I've been going everything I was supposed to go over. Been listening when it comes to cutting weight this time. Like, everything's been a positive experience.
Which is fantastic. And you know what? Those positive experiences keep on rolling. That's one of the things I think that everybody loves about watching you fight. It's got that inspirational little piece here. Kobe, my man, I know you mentioned something to me, man, a little bit earlier, that it's that busy time for you over there on that job time. You had about a half hour, man. So I want to let you jump in real quick and get your last little bit in, brother, because I know you got the ride.
Yeah, I got to get back to it, and then I'm going to let you guys keep rapping. Alexa, good luck. Like I said, you know what you got to do. I love you to death. You're a great person, great fighter, and make sure you get your weight off, do it correctly, and you won't have anything to worry about. And I will see you Saturday, my buddy.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Love you.
Love you, too. See y'all. See y'all.
All right, everybody, Kobe Wall, who said he was going to see Alexa Connors on Saturday, and I'm going to one-up his ass and see her on Friday at the weigh-ins, which you should too. Come out 7 o'clock, man. We're doing this thing at, I believe, Henry's Northeast. I think so. God,
yep.
I'm giving out wrong. That's it, right? I'm not
that's
ridiculous
right. You're
here, right?
It's off Clemson Road, Columbia.
There you go. I'll just let you do the show, and I'll just be quiet. You got this.
I know. Just Eric, stop talking.
Yeah, I got this. We're here. War of the Words with Alexa Connors, your host, and your co-host, Eric Ellison. You know, something I wanted to bring up is pretty I've always loved this. You know, relationship. We've developed over God. Now it's going on, getting on 3 years. That I've known you, and something I think is a fun, interesting bit about our relationship that I like to bring up, especially for these new listeners, is that I've been to all of your fights except one, except just one fight. So, and you have a
yeah.
record. Interestingly enough, your record is 5-1, and I've been to five
yep.
fights, and I missed one.
Well, which one would that be, Eric?
Yeah. whose fault is this actually?
Exactly. I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you called yourself out.
Yeah, like, I wasn't going to say it, Eric, but, bro, totally your fault. It's one of these things that we had going on, you know, always go to the Alexa Connors fights, you know, the lucky charm. And I'm going to be in the building to get it in. So, you know, you can already relax. You know, I'm going to be there. So things are fine.
I know. Everything's good. I'll have to see you, you know.
Yeah, you're like, you know, things are good. That's right. You know, if you heard I wasn't going to be able to make it, you know, then you might have to start getting some extra training in. But, you know, you got this. E is on
that
the way.
Or just come beat you up. One or the other. It's fine.
Yeah, both. I mean, both are equal. You know, like, instead, you'd be like, you know, we're refunding all tickets. Just go to Charleston and see a much better fight. That's awesome, man. You know, one of the things I think is very important in these fights is every time, especially once you start to hold a belt and you move closer to turning pro, our opponents, they begin to really pull things out of us. You know, when we first start to fight, we're looking for a lot of these things within ourselves. And can we do this? Are the dreams and visualizations I've had in my life, are they real? Or are they even obtainable? And you have absolutely proven that to yourself. So and to everyone around you as well. So, but I absolutely have to ask, what do you feel this fight against Blair is pulling out of you now, and what will it pull out of you on fight night?
You know, a lot of my last three of my fights ended in the first round, and I'm prepared and I'm willing to bet this one may go to distance, and I'm interested to see what all Blair throws out at me, like if she's going to try to just take me down like Alyssa did, or she goes stand and bang with me and throw a shot in. I'm just ready for whatever she has to come my way, and I'm just excited to see what challenges I'm going to face.
And, you know, I like that answer. You know, you're excited for these challenges. You're excited to test yourself in deeper waters. You don't, you know, there's not a like, oh, man, I got to go. I might have to go to the fifth round. You know, I'm not necessarily the type of person. You know, I agree with Kobe is a really realistic guy and an awesome champion. And I think that's part of the reason he does so well is his realism. It's a big fueling factor for him. But when I look at this fight, I don't necessarily see a super, it's got to be this five-round war. I think there's going to be a lot of intelligence in this fight, tenacity. And I think this fight has a chance ending just like the Allyson Ainley fight out of nowhere in the opening, as it does, ending with a five-round decision. So that's what has me excited, is that, you know, this fight could be absolutely anything. Some of the other fights in the past, we knew we were going to get, you know, good hands, or, oh, man, what's going to happen when it goes to the ground? Now we're in a situation where all we can literally do is just sit back and wait for it to go down.
Right.
That's a great answer. Correct, Eric. Yes.
Good job, Eric.
That's
good job.
Yes. That's why I love interviewing you. You do the best ones when we're at weigh-ins, and or, you know, and I'm talking, and I I'm long-winded as hell, and then I put the mic in your face, and you're like, "True, this is true."
Oh yeah, I thought that was the same. You know, you said everything I was going to say. Yeah. Good job.
Yep. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to march around with you and answer all of your interview questions from now on.
Thank you.
I'm just going to walk around and be like, knockout. First round knockout. First round, Lexi Connors. I got it. Absolutely. Really quick. Something I also want to ask you is Sore Summer. We knew you've been a part of that family and the Murder Squad peoples for quite some time. Sore Summer has ventured out into doing this Sore Summer Fight Store. They actually are our number one sponsor on the show now. Small world, and have really begun to branch out into some really great stuff they've been doing with banners and T-shirts and their designs, which, by the way, in my opinion, I think they have the most kick-ass graphics and stuff out now. They're like at that perfect place of not being too tap out and corny with like 80 zillion skulls, but they're also not just lame letters and words. And they really look pretty cool. And I wanted to ask you how you felt seeing Sore Summer kind of spread out like that, man.
I'm really proud of the gym. Like, I feel like we've really blown up in the past year. And I know Nick and Hector have been working hard for this fight store, and all of our fighters, for the most part, are sponsored by it. I'm just really excited for them, like, they're starting new things, and I really think all it's going to do is grow from here.
I think so, too. Hector is probably one of the best businessmen that I've met in the Southeast, and probably one of the most sincere and honestly helpful individuals as well. He's one of the best guys that I've met, and I think they're going to have a lot of success, not just because of the quality of Sore Summer and the stuff that they do, but because of a representative like Hector on that side of it. I mean, he really is a great dude.
Yeah, all the guys are great there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Nick's kind of a wang, but
I'm kidding.
You know, I heard A-Train has recently got to putting his gi and stuff back on. Have you got a chance to get in there and armbar him and put him back in line yet?
Yeah, I've armbarred A-Train, right.
Yeah, 17 times, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah, A-Train's back in the gym. He's working his butt off.
That's good, man. You know, I don't know if you caught the news, I'm sure you have, but, we've got the Murder Squad crew now officially coming to conflict. Mo Webbs, Staley, A-Train's making the comeback to defend the title. And this is a pretty awesome era for Murder Squad and Sore Summer and conflict, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great to finally all the fighters can finally be in one car together. That's going to be one hell of a night.
Oh, my goodness. I've already heard and seen pieces of this possibility of this July Charleston card with everyone on it together. And all I can say is, damn, you guys do so much work separately. I can't imagine the fervor of you guys all together in one locker room, all going out back to back. That would just be, I would pay double VIP for that. It's an epic feeling, especially when you have it's good to have those people in your corner, but when they're fighting with you on fight night, the intensity has to be freaking massive.
Yeah, I mean, I fought twice with A-Train. We've been on the same car together down in Savannah, and fought once with Solon, and it's just a great feeling to have your brothers back there with you. That's why I'm like, excited this Saturday. I'll have Cody with me. I'll have Howard with me. And I haven't had that yet here in Columbia, so I'm definitely excited to have them with me.
Fantastic. Yeah, we will have Cody on, I think, tomorrow. Cool guy. I'm very excited to meet them for the first time and see them get their work in. And as far as this work that we've been putting in now for the past 45 minutes, it has been an epic show, and we just proved that you could do championship rounds.
That's right.
We just went all five, girl. man, you guys make sure to come out. Conflict 27 is going to be at the main event. It will also be inside of it. They're not just going to do it out in the parking lot. We've elevated. We now hold it in the building. Main Event Fitness Center, Columbia, South Carolina, this Saturday, guys. Make sure to go to conflictmma.com and get those tickets. If you foolishly have not yet, you can catch up with us beforehand Friday, 111 Sparkleberry Cross. Sparkleberry Crossing. What a magnificent sounding place to hold Fight Way in.
Sparkleberry, yeah.
Yeah, come to Sparkleberry to see it get real as hell.
Things might get weird.
come to Fru Fru Lane where the shit gets real.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this. It's even held in Suite 1. I love seeing the word suite in any address. It makes me slightly nervous that I may be murdered. I'm like, oh, crap, Suite 1. I'm not going. But you guys, Henry Northeast Restaurant, I've never been there. Alexa lives there. She might have been there before. I'm sure that it's an amazing place. Otherwise, we wouldn't be going there. So make sure to go to Sparkleberry Crossing. That's Columbia, South Carolina, man, where you get to meet Alexa, Blair, and everybody else. And most importantly, me. We'll all be there for the weigh-in. It's going to be going to be a great time. We're going to have another one of these conflict family reunions, and I, for one, am very excited to come back to the Main Event Fitness Center, and I'm sure you are too. I want to leave you with the with just two more last words. First off, what are we going to see Saturday night? What are we going to see from you?
From me? You're going to see a confident fighter who's been training her ass off for the last 8 weeks and just ready to fight. You know me. I'm always ready to leave my heart in the cage and ready to show everyone what I've been doing. I'm so excited for this fight. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm ready to test myself. And I'm excited to see what Blair has.
As am I. You know, you've always had one of the most cool, calm, and collected approaches to fighting of a person I've ever met. You know, I spent a lot of time in the locker rooms and interviewing people just before, just after fights. You've always got a smile on your face. You're always joking around and having a great time. And I really, other than when you come out and you have that, like, I'm going to rip out your lower intestines face, you're always in such great spirits. You really do have a lot of control over those, or at least fake it very well, those fight night nerves, man. And I know you'd be totally ready.
I genuinely love it. I love fighting. I love MMA. I love everything about it. And all you can do is have fun. Everything else falls in place.
I could not agree more. Everything else falling into place. And speaking of things that fall into place, I'd like to give you a second to give a shout out to some of your sponsors and coaches, people helping you get ready and helping get you put in the right place for this title fight.
Actually, my mom, Alicia Connor, she has stepped up tremendously in this fight. She is now officially my manager, and she's now dealing with everything coming along with sponsorships, with the tickets, and everything doing with fighting, the part that I hate to deal with. And let me get ready and let me train and just focus on this fight. So I'd like to thank my mom for helping me out. Also, all my sponsors, everyone who decided to support me for this fight, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Couldn't do it without you guys. And, of course, we'd love to thank Source Summit, all my coaches there, my teammates. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if it wasn't for my coaches and my teammates pushing me every day. Mike Robinson out at Arena Jiu-Jitsu. And the gyms that I traveled to this past camp, Revolution, Absolute MMA, and also Modern War up in Rock Hill with Keith Richardson. So I thank everyone for helping me out.
And most importantly, Eric, for getting his lazy ass to the show so you can win.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks, by the way.
No problem. You know, I do what I can where I can. It's no big deal. Alexa, thank you for coming on the show again. Oh, and also, by the way, congratulations for winning War of the Words favorite guest, man. I forgot to say that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody loves you everywhere. Even my horribleness on my show cannot, you know, put out the flame that is the awesomeness of Alexa. So I want to thank you, as always, for your time, coming on the show and hanging out with my goofy ass, and I will see you Friday at weigh-ins.
All right, bud, I'll see you.
That's it. Everybody, that's Alexa Connor, is going to be defending her title again. Conflict 27, that's this Saturday at the Main Event Fitness Center against the undefeated Blair Patton. Hell of a fight coming. I want to jump straight in to the Cut Medic moment with my friend Nathan Bowman, the official cut man of Conflict MMA, keeping these fights going all the time. Nate, what's going on with you? How are you, brother?
Well, I'm a little upset. I don't even know if I was in the running for best guest, and it's already been given away.
I know, it's sad. You know, for this being like the second time you've called in, I'm also very upset that you didn't win. How are you, brother? I'm doing
well,
great,
well.
Man. No complaints on my end either. That's it, man. You know what? I'm doing half of that, so I'm getting there. I'm getting to where you are. That's great, man. Listen, I got a question for you. You know, okay. We love to come on and get these this little bit of information in, especially to these fighters. I know my show is very fighter. The audience is very fighter heavy. Well, at the last conflict card, we had an absolute war, probably the best fight I've ever seen live, between Detroit Lions Lee and Josh Millwood, a fight in which, you know, we had to have a step in the first round because of a cut, a rather big one under the eye. And it kind of brought me to my question this week for us. What's something that fighters can do? Is there a preventative measures that they can take in their regular day-to-day life to give their skin a little more pliability and not be so prone to cuts and breaks and tears?
Not really. I mean, you got to think a lot of where these cuts are going on the face and whatnot are areas where bones hit, your skin's getting mashed between bone and bone. So an elbow to the face, to the cheek, to the eyelid or whatnot, and it's just a very vascular area. It's a very thin area, so it ends up tearing relatively easily. And the bad thing is, once that tear happens, you know, that skin is damaged. It will heal up, but it will never be the same as it was before that time.
And you know, this is a, you know, obviously, the first thing that comes to my mind is John Jones. We've watched him fight for a long time. When you see him today, you can actually remember certain fights that he had from the scars on his face.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that stuff will not go. I mean, you can get a good, you know, plastic surgery to sew it all up, but it'll never help hold that same integrity as it did initially.
Absolutely. Now, are you going to have the wondrous pleasure to once again be stepping into action this Saturday?
I will be up there. I will be up there a little bit early so I can, you know, introduce myself to the fighters and get, you know, stake my area at the ring so I can get the guys and girls as quickly as possible.
That's one of the things that I love about you, man. You know, you come in, you do this work, you do a good job, and you spread a lot of positivity around. You know, sometimes I'm just gonna be honest with you. Sometimes fight officials are straight up wangs. And it's good to have guys like Nate Bowman cage side to kind of balance that out. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a fun dynamic for me. You know, I'm obviously not a fighter. I do jiu-jitsu. You know, I used to do kickboxing a lot more. But you know, obviously those dreams and aspirations of being a fighter at the age of 40 are a little bit further down the way for me. So you know, it's easy to get in there. Yeah, lead the way, brother. I'll follow you. And
me first.
But you know, just being, yeah. But a lot of these guys, you know, it's just kind of nice for me to be able to go in there and be able to give something back to a sport that I truly love and a trade that I really, you know, take pride in.
No doubt. You know, we could say in a way, you know, you're part of that small group of people that have such a direct effect on the fight that you have to, you know, every time you step in to take a look at something or in between rounds, I mean, that has to be a tense, intense but noble responsibility to have dynamic on fight nights.
It is nice, you know, to go in there just kind of to assess the situation and see where we need to go with it, and it's also nice because I've been doing enough of the conflict events that I've got to know the fight docs, and they let me do what I want to do, and I will give them a report. If they think that they leave it to me, which is also very gratifying too. So they're trusting me and my abilities to go up there.
What I think is huge and just speaks to your talent and skills and all, you know, something that sometimes people can be so good at their job that they're not even noticed. And when all you fans out there, when you see these conflict cards go by without a hitch and every fight goes on, you know, Nate is a part of that. And, you know, I, for one, am very thankful to have professional expertise that's also constantly growing, like yourself, you know, cage side. And you can't deny the fact that the seats are pretty damn good, as a side note.
Yeah, I always like taking a picture before the fight put on there saying, the view from the office. So it's always nice to be right there and nothing impeding me.
Absolutely. Something I did want to touch on before we go, we're also sponsored with Rehydrate, which I'm sure you know them pretty well. They do this intravenous, like, post weigh-ins where they use the IV to get you back on track and get you right. Have you seen that in action firsthand? And how do those results look, man? It seems pretty cool to me.
I haven't seen their product used, but, I mean, you got to think that when these guys are dehydrating themselves, they're really, really working really hard on the cell integrity in the body. And, you know, anything that can help bolster that and get that fluid back in and allow the cells to get nourishment and run its normal processes can only be beneficial. You'll see some guys get B12, which will help the cells regenerate faster. It's just a bonus. You know, but a lot of people don't want to advocate for these guys to cut weight because it can be dangerous. And, you know, when it comes to IVs, you really got to be careful on who gives them. You got to make sure that they're doing it correctly, that it's sterile, that they're bleeding that line from the bag. You can cause an air embolism, infection. And, you know, it can be dangerous. It is a relatively simple procedure, but it is very, it has a very high likelihood of causing further problems.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things I think is interesting is that getting to see this play out. It's such a, at least for me, it's a new thing on the scene, and it'd be very interesting to me to see that play out for sure, man. I know I'm very excited this weekend. Obviously, I'm excited a little bit for the fights, but mostly to sit next to you. It's gonna be a. Going to be a great card and a great event, man. Is there any fight in particular on this card that you're looking forward to the most before I let you go, brother?
You know, not necessarily. I'm a fan of the fights, and I like to see what each one brings out. I always like watching the amateur fights, the 0-0s, the 1-0s, just to see what they brought out or see what they learned from the fight before and see what kind of new talents on the rise. Those are the ones that always kind of pique my interest.
Me too. That's why we get along, and that's why you are part of the show, and that's why we do the Cut Medic Moment with Nathan Bowman, which we just did marvelously. You know me, man. I only need a minute to get it in.
Well, I appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely, man. You guys can check him out on Facebook, Cut Medic. You also type in Nathan Bowman if you want to stalk him on a personal level. Definitely go out there and give him a like. He's a great guy. Keeps these guys going. Keeps the fight moving. And we want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to give us a call, man.
Not a problem, man. Also, check out our website, cutmedic.com.
That's it, cutmedic.com. Make sure to check it out. The only place that you need to be on the entire internet. Nate, thank you very much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Sounds good, Eric. Take care, buddy.
All right, everybody. On behalf of Alexa Connors, Cut Medic, make sure to check that out, cutmedic.com. Also, check out our sponsor, Soar Summit Fight Store. That's ssfightstore.com. If you want to be an SSFS fighter, make sure to go there to inquire, as well as get some amazing banners, logos, shirts. And they do all of this for you for free. So make sure you go over there and check that out, man. As far as myself, I'm going to leave you with this rather interesting song I heard earlier today. Stay in the spirits. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up. No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I